ready.
All right. Thank the Lord. We thank the Lord to see another Sunday. Some blessing to be here at the end of this year. This is the last month of this year. First Sunday in December. I think the date, amen. I think the date is December the 1st. I remember last December the 1st. I was still alive. Look at God. Amen. And I'm thankful that I'm still alive today. I still have blood running warm in my veins. I am still a numbered among the living. I still have activity of my limbs, huh? God is good, and he's good all the time. Praise ye the Lord. And I'm excited about Jesus. And I'm excited about giving him the praise and giving him the thanks. Because he is worthy. Amen. I know on Thursday we all had a good time fellowshipping with our families and friends. And eating a good feast. Amen. I won't take time and name the different items you may were served. But we had a wonderful time. But we don't want to forget about the true meaning of Thanksgiving. Amen. And I'm glad this time of the year, it makes us think more about Thanksgiving. But you know me, we thank the Lord 365 days a year. Amen. We give him praise all the time. Amen. When you think of the word thanksgiving, if you reverse that, it's giving thanks. And that's what the message is this morning, is giving thanks. Amen. To God. Because he is still working on you. He is still blessing you. He is still working a miracle in your life. Praise God. We need to be thankful, not just because of the Thanksgiving season, but we want to be thankful that we're alive and well. Amen. And God is still working it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Sometimes we as Christians, sometimes we get unthankful. Amen. And because things ain't working like I want to work. Amen. Things ain't doing like I wanted to do. So I'm kind of unthankful. I don't have the car that I want to, amen, drive. I'm driving a Chevy Impala, but I want a Rolls Royce. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You see where we at? Amen. That's where we're living today. Folks say thankful for what God has blessed you with. Because sometimes it's so easy to look back on someone else and the other fella. And you see, look like they's doing a little better than you. Or they got a little newer vehicle than you have. But I thank God for what I have. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, we won't have so many strokes and heart attacks and high blood pressure, praise God, because we aren't content. Yes. Brother Paul said, be content with such things you have. I am blessed, praise God. Amen. And whatever the Lord blessed me with, I'm satisfied. My name is Lennon. That's my last name. My name ain't Jones. Praise God. Some folks want to be the Joneses. Amen. Come on. Want to keep up with the Joneses. But I want to let you know, thank God for what you have. Look here. I'm going to make a 360 degree turn. Amen. Look at God. All this is blessings. All this is blessings. Everything you see is blessings. And I thank God for what he done for me. Amen. Ain't the Lord good in here? And you be thankful for what God has done for you.
Amen. Come on now. Praise God. Let's see what the words say about that. Amen. You hear what I said. Now let's see what the words say. Let's turn to, praise God, 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians. Praise you the Lord. We want to read, amen, that fifth chapter, 1 Thessalonians 5. And we want to read the 18th verse. Amen. It said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Praise God. You may not have everything you want. You may not, amen, can do everything you want to do. But you just give thanks. Amen. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of the Lord. Amen. I may not have a 5,000 square feet house. I may have an 800 square feet house. But I thank you. Ain't God good? I thank you for my 800 square feet house. Amen. I might don't have all the glitter and gold, praise God. But Lord, Lord, I want to thank you for what I have. Amen. Praise God. But you got people always trying to look at other people and try to be like somebody else. And I even tell my children sometimes growing up, they'll point at somebody, well, they got this and they got that. But I say, you got this and you got that. Amen. Thank God. That's a blessing. You got some folks don't have that. Amen. Sometimes people wake up on the 25th of, amen, December, and they get up and look what God have blessed them with. And then they'll look around at the other siblings, amen, and maybe they got something a little greater than they got. And then they, oh, come on, somebody, amen, kind of fretful or whatever. But thank God. Be satisfied. Amen. That ain't what life is all about. No way. Life is all about that you got blood running warm in your vein. Yes. Praise God. It's not the things that you possess. Yes. Look at God. But it's what God have given you. Lord, thank you, Lord. Amen. I say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I don't have to wait till the fourth Thursday in November to say thank you, Lord. Amen. When I get up every morning, I say thank you, Lord. Amen. When I retire at night, amen, I'm able to go in and take my shoes off. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good? And retire from the day. And I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is good. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. The Lord is good. Praise God. I'm going to praise him anyhow. I don't know about you. I said, I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to listen and get my instruction from the Bible and from the Lord. Amen. It teaches us how to carry ourselves. Let's see what Psalms says over here. Let's turn to Psalms. Amen. Amen. The word of God will answer every question. Uh-huh. And it will work out every problem. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. In this house. Praise God. All right. Psalms 118. All right, Psalms 118 and the 24th verse. It said, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Period. With a T. Hello in here. I said, this is the day. Not because it's Sunday. It could be Tuesday. I said, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you look at the circumstances and you begin to, amen, allow your mind to worry about how things are and who doing this and who's doing that and who is the becoming president and who, amen. But you know what? I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thank God. Thank God, because my God is, amen, going to work things. I ain't got to worry about nothing. He is in charge. He controls everybody. I hear things on the news and amen, and things that supposed to happen, and just all this thing from one thing to 10 things, amen. And I'm not worrying about none of them, because my God gonna fix it. Amen. I'm gonna rejoice anyhow. Because I know my God is in control. Huh? Ain't God good? So don't let the world crisis, don't let your personal crisis and problems in your little household, amen, allow you to be down and out and weary in this journey. But I'm here to tell you, look up to the hills of whence coming thy help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. Huh? Praise God, I'm not going to fret, Tom. I'm not going to be down and out, Tom. But I'm going to look up to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord. I know you are still on your throne. I know you still can fix it. I know you still can work it out, praise God. Ain't God good in this place? Sometimes people say, you know, I didn't have all what I wanted to have for Thanksgiving. Amen. Only thing I had was some pinto beans and cornbread and water. But thank you, God. Amen. You provided. Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. You still good. Praise God. We got to realize we might don't have what we want. My key point today is be thankful what God have given you. Give thanks anyhow. Praise God. Ain't God good in this place. Pray for us, church. I say pray for us because we want to make sure, amen, that we are saying, amen, what the Lord intends for us to say. Praise God. If we don't get this message this morning, amen, in this day and time we're living in, we will not make it. Praise God. Because things happening pretty rapidly. Problems coming. Amen. Tough and quick. Amen. Trouble is in the land. Perilous times is upon us. A lot of things is transpiring. And you got to realize, just give God the praise. Whatever go on, I'm going to be thankful anyway. Ain't God good in this place? Amen. I said, be thankful anyhow. Amen. Do you know when you got a Thanksgiving heart? When you thankful? Do you know you feel so much better? Amen. Huh? That's right. Amen. Do you know, amen, when you got a Thanksgiving heart? Amen. You look so much better. Huh? When a person's not thankful, they just look so stressed and head down and frown all up and acting like you don't know what's going on. Act like you don't know what Jesus can do for you. Praise God. We got to stand on his promise. We got to believe in his word. The Lord said, I'll fix this thing if you turn it over to me. Amen. I got this. Praise God. Just thank me. Praise me. And you'll see the Lord work in a mighty way. Praise God. Do I have a witness in this place? How many know the Lord will fix that thing? How many know the Lord will turn it around? I know because he done it numerous of times. Praise God. Amen. You may be confused, but he ain't confused. Ain't the Lord good? He allowed things to happen. Sometimes we can't figure it out. Amen. We don't understand why this has happened and why that has happened. And amen. And where is God? People is asking. God is still on his throne. But Lord allowed things to happen for a purpose. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. Sometimes we can't figure it out, but Lord knows, and don't you worry about it, because he said his thoughts ain't like your thoughts, and his thoughts ain't like our thoughts. He thinks different from us. Praise God. But he got it all in his hand. Amen. How many know he has it in his hand? Ain't God good? He got it. He's in control. Amen. Amen. So what we supposed to do is what? Whine and complain? What we supposed to do? Thank you. I'm going to tell you over here, Psalms 95, going to tell you some things we need to do. Let's turn over here to Psalms, the 95th chapter here, please. Praise God. We're traveling along here. Psalms 95. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Psalm 95, 1 through 7. What we supposed to do? It said, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's what we're supposed to do. Amen. Sing to the glory of God. Praise him anyhow. Sometimes I get a little low. Amen. A song strike in my spirit. Amen. I begin to sing and it just sing like it just lift me on top of the mountain. Praise God. Amen. When I don't feel like singing, sometimes I turn the radio on. And that song when I just turn it on, that's what I need to hear. Praise God. It gives you some praise. It gives you some joy. It gives you some greatness. Let you know you can keep going on anyhow. I got you. You're not alone. He already told us he will never leave us, nor forsake us. So don't you be wearied and well-doing. What you do, you come before his presence with singing unto the Lord. Let us make a what? Joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Did it say complain to the rock? Come on, somebody. Amen. But it said make a what? Joyful noise to the rock of my salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Why are we doing all of that? For the Lord is a great God. Come on. Huh? And a great King above all God. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. For the strength of the hills is his also. Huh? The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come. Imitation, church. Imitation, people of God. Imitation, loved ones. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God. For he is God. We can't forget that. The Bible said, for he is God. And we are the people of his pasture. And the sheep of his hand. Today, not tomorrow. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. Praise God. So that let you know if he is in the wagon. Amen. Long as he's in the wagon, you know everything's going to be all right. As long as he is in the boat. He may be way in the back of the boat, but just as long as he's in the boat. Bible said he was in the hinder part of the ship. But I want to tell you, as long as he's on board, you don't have to worry. The disciples began to worry. The ship began to rock. The wind began to blow. And they went and disturbing the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Do you care for us, Lord, so to speak? Come on. You got to realize, as long as the Lord on board,
He got everything in control. He went out there and said, peace be still. Rebuke the wind in the name of Jesus. I know you got some wind storms in your life. You may have some hail storm in your life. Only thing you got to do is call on the Lord. He'll bring calmness. He'll bring peace. He'll work a miracle. Huh? But see, the devil wants you to just sit there and just handle it. Just weary and this is just so complicated. But I'm here to tell you, it ain't complicated. Amen. It's easy for God. Amen. Anything is complicated is when you're trying to keep it from the Lord. And you and the devil are having a field day with it. But my recommendation to you as a pastor, what you need to do is let go and let God. What you need to do is say, Lord, here it is. Too much for me. I don't want to go. I'm tired of stressing. I'm tired of worrying. I'm tired of, I'm not satisfied. But I'm here to tell you, you can be satisfied when you give it to God. The Lord said he wants you to know that everything's going to be all right. Give it to me. Be thankful. I got it. And you leave it alone. Amen. Amen. That is the hard part. Sometimes you... amen. Acting like it's a piece of pie. You just want to eat it and take it to this room and that room and enjoy. Come on. You got to give it to God. Don't try to take that problem with you. Amen. Let go and let God. That's why you see people, the hospital is full of people. Used to it was at this time, a few years ago, it was full of patients with the COVID, amen. But now it is full of patients with heart attacks and strokes and amen, and high blood pressure. They're just wearied and well doing. Come on, somebody. God got it. God will fix it. Amen. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Amen. So let us come to the Lord. Let us come before the present with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto the unto him with psalms. Huh? Ain't that right? Come on. Yes. For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He owned it all. Come on. The sea is his. He made it. And his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship. And bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our maker. For he is our God, we are the people of his pastures. The sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. We don't have time to harden our heart. When we hear his voice, come unto him. Let him work it out. Let him fix it. Ain't God good? Amen. Amen. Now, we're gonna do a flip side with this thankfulness. Now, let's turn over here to Isaiah. Someone get that. Isaiah 26:3. Amen. Now, sometimes we lose our unthankfulness because we begin to house our problems in our heart. We begin to allow these negativity things to ponder in us. And what that does, it eats us up. Amen. And then that's the very reason why you cannot be thankful, because you're looking at the negativity and you're looking at, amen, things that's going south are not going right in your life. And I know the time we're living in, I as a pastor can see a lot of things that would allow me to gaze at and ponder upon and meditate upon. But I see I'm not going to do that because it ain't going to give me no hope. Amen. It ain't going to give me no faith. It ain't going to give me no enjoyment. I don't have but long here, and I want to have some enjoyment down here. And I'm so glad that we don't have to wait till we get to glory world. Amen. I know heaven is a holy place and it's filled with glory and with grace, and sin can never enter there, but I want to have some heaven right down here. Come on, somebody. And I'm here to tell you, you can have some heaven right down here. Praise God. Right here. The kingdom of peace is right here. Hallelujah. The Lord is still, amen, he's still the God in the valley as he is on the mountaintop. Sometimes we want to just stay on the mountaintop because we want to stay on easy street. But I'm here to tell you, we got to realize God is everywhere. He is God in the valley. He'll be there with you. He'll let you know, I got you. You don't have to worry. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my daddy's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. Amen. To prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back. And that's what we're waiting on. We're waiting on the Lord to come back for us. Amen. And I want to be ready, waiting, happy, excited. I don't want to be down and out. Amen. Head down. Only thing you see is your shoes. Amen. I'm tired of looking at my shoes and your shoes. I want to look up. Look up to the hills. I want to see Jesus. Amen. So why are you yet worrying? Why are you yet down and out? Look up. The Redeemer is drawing now. God is in control.
Yes, he is.
You don't have to figure it out. Sometimes we get too wise for our own conceit. You know, we just, I got to figure this thing out. You ain't no scientist. Give it to the doctor. Give it to the scientist. The one that can crack the nut. Come on, somebody. Amen. So I want to let you know, whatever your concerns may be, whatever your hardship may be, I want you to know to turn it over to Jesus. Amen. You don't have to worry about it. The battle is not yours, huh? Amen. And quit trying to fight in another man's battle. That ain't your battle to fight. Give it to the fighter. And ain't talking about Mike Tyson either. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. That can handle all our problems. Turn it over. Someone said, turn it over to Jesus. And he will make it all right. That's a simple song, but it shows certainly. Turn it over to Jesus. Huh? That's my recommendation to each and every one today, is to turn it over to Jesus. And he will work it all right. Isaiah 26:3. Let's see what that says. The Bible said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Amen. See? Now we want, amen, some perfect peace. Is that what we want? We want to have some thanksgiving to God. And it's hard
to have this Thanksgiving. And it's hard to be thankful when you don't allow the Lord to keep you in perfect peace, who mind is stayed on thee. See, that's the problem, amen, when we get out of, we sidetrack, amen. You know, our mind is not stayed on the Lord. But the Lord is telling us, he wants your mind to be stayed on him. And if your mind is stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. Now, if you in perfect peace, then you have a thanksgiving heart. You will be giving God the praise. You will be rejoicing in the Lord. But that's why people today is not having a thanksgiving heart, because their mind is not stayed on the Lord. Amen. The mind is on this thing. The mind is on that thing. The mind is worried about this over here. Amen. This ain't right. That ain't right. But when you get your mind on the Lord, everything is right. Because my God gonna fix it. Praise God. I don't have to look down. I don't have to, amen, be wearied and well doing. I'ma be thankful for the greatness of God, because my mind is on the Lord. That mind let me know that he will never leave me, not forsake me. That mind will let me know when trouble times come, you can go right on anyhow. That mind let me know when you fall, I will pick you up, and I will turn you around, and I will put a praise in your heart and a song in your mind. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. That's what that mind will do. But the devil wants that you to think negative. Oh, poor me. That pity party stuff. Throw it out the door. Amen. Throw it in the trash. I told one of my daughters that. I said, put this in the trash can. And she said, not the trash can, Papa. The garbage. So maybe that's a new word for, amen. But it's always, used to be trash in my day. But anyway, throw it out. You don't need it. It will do you no good. But have you wear it? Have you struggling? Have you crying? Have you pity partying? Have you down and out? But I'm here to tell you, that's what I'm preaching this morning. I'm trying to give you the recipe on how to stay joyful, huh? How to stay encouraged. Keep your mind on the Lord. Amen. That's what this word is all about. It said, keep your mind on the Lord. Amen. It said, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. When you trust in the Lord, you can maintain. When you trust in the Lord, when folks call you everything but a child of God, you can keep right on anyhow. Praise God. You got that strong determination in me and my house. Amen. We shall serve the Lord. Ain't God good? I'm going to go right on. Ain't God good in this place? Praise God. I'm going to still stay rejoicing. Praise God. It don't matter who won the country. It don't matter who the president may be. It don't matter who the governor may be. It don't matter who you may be. I'm going to still praise God. I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm going to live for him. I'm going to keep that mind on the Lord, because he'll keep me going on. Now we got another scripture that will help us out on this one. Amen. There's a scripture. Somebody get it over here. Praise God. Oh, here in 1 Peter, the first chapter and the 13th verse. Get that for me. It's going to tell you something else that can help us. Ain't God good? Amen. Let's see what the words say. How many know the word will answer every question and will work out every problem? Amen. 1 Peter, amen. It's 1:13. Amen. Look out now. Now, it says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Be sober.
I want you to be sober.
Right. And hope to the end.
and hope to the end.
For the grace that is to be brought unto you.
The grace that is to brought unto you.
At the revelation of Jesus Christ.
At the revelation of Jesus Christ. Look up, church. Look at me. I want to tell you something. We just say he will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So we got to help those minds out. The Bible said, gird up the loins of your mind. Huh? That's why you can't keep in perfect peace, because your mind is running here. Your mind is running there. Your mind is running all around. Amen. In negative places. But you need to allow those minds to be pulled in under the subjection of the Lord. Say, Lord, hear my mind. You got to be honest. You got to let the Lord know, my mind is tore up, Lord. My mind ain't working right. Amen. Something going on up here. Amen. Something going on upstairs. But Lord, I want you to fix it. I want you to bring my mind to be in your mind. Praise God. Lord, gird up. Gird up my mind, Lord. I want the mind of the Lord, because the mind of the Lord will help us all to be maintained. Praise God. Gird up the mind. Praise God. That's what's going to help you to be happy in the Lord. Some people be wearing crosses. Be happy. Amen. All these signs. Don't worry, but be happy. You can wear that cross till Jesus come, but you got to get it in your heart. Praise God. You got to get in your heart. Don't worry, but be happy. Praise God. Yes, you are. I say you are too stressed to be. Too blessed to be stressed. Get back, devil. Amen. See, you trying to twist me up. Oh, devil. I know I'm knocking a home run. Praise God. I'm tapping on your head. But let me tell you something. We are too blessed to be stressed. We are too anointed to be disappointed. We are too equipped to be whipped. Amen. The devil can't whip you. Amen. Praise God. The Lord got the whip out. Amen. Huh? Amen. He the one is in control. Devil can't do nothing. So that's why we need to keep our mind on the Lord. Follow his direction. Huh? He be trying to tell you something. Sometimes you're so busy. You're just doing this, ripping, running here and there. You can't listen to God. Slow down. Right in this holiday season. Amen. From October to all the way to December, people drive crazy. They just run you over. Then after they run you over, they look at you and act like that's why, you know, that's what you get, so to speak. They're just mad. What you mad about? Slow down. That's why I don't like to go shopping in this time of the year, because the stores is just full. And amen, people got them buggers. You don't get out of the way, your feet gonna be ran over. And the way my feet be feeling, I be saying, Jesus, amen. I be getting out of the way. Hello in here. Everybody bumping in everybody. And I'm here to tell you, church, keep your mind on the Lord. And your eyes on the goal. Stay focused to Jesus. And he will carry you through. Amen. Every time. I want to give you advice. Sometimes we got to outsmart the devil. Quit going shopping in November and December. Start going on June and July. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in here? Amen. You ain't got to wait till December 25th to give me my gift either. You got something for Papa, you bring it in June. Amen. It's just as good in June as it is in December. I don't know if I'm going to be here in December, but I'm here right now. Anybody got anything? Amen. Amen. Ain't the Lord good in this place? Praise God. That's the mind of the Lord. Amen. Having the mind of the Lord. All right. Now we got one more scripture here. We want to tie right into that. Someone get me Philippians. Philippians. Amen. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Do pray for us, saints and friends. We need your prayers. The devil, he's steady fighting against us. It may look easy to
declaring this news, but I'm going to tell you it's not easy. Amen. I got an enemy up here trying to fight me every step of the way. But enemy, I want you to go about your business. I'm not going to tell you get thee behind me because I don't want you behind me. Amen. I want you to go hence. Go that way. Because if you get behind me, I got to keep looking at you. And if I keep looking at you, then I'm not looking at God. And that's the danger. Amen. I want to stay focused on the Lord. Praise God. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. Philippians 4:7-8. It said, amen. It said here. And go ahead. That's it. Read, please.
And the peace of God.
And the peace of God.
Which passeth
all understanding.
Shall keep your hearts and mind
through Christ Jesus. Now listen, what that first word say? Finally. The next verse say, finally. Meaning, listen, Brother Paul is saying, now we done everything else. We done did this, we did that. But finally at last, this is what's going to work. Amen. He done saw a lot of things go and come. But finally, now he giving us some good advice here. Finally, brethren, what did it say?
Whatsoever things
are true.
Whatsoever things are
honest. Whatsoever things are just.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Whatsoever things are lovely.
Whatsoever things are
good report. If there be any virtue. If there be any praise, praise ye the Lord. And I want to start with the bottom of that scripture. Think on these things. The word spelled it out. So we can really understand what we need to be thinking on. Sometimes we wonder why we ain't got the gratitude and the thankfulness we need to have.
Yes.
Because we're thinking on the wrong thing. Amen. You want to be thankful? The title of our lesson is giving thanks. If you thinking on the wrong things, you can't give thanks. Amen. Only thing you're going to do is give complaints. You're holding on stuff. We're living in a time now that folks holding on to unforgiveness. But they say they got a Thanksgiving heart. You're not thankful. You are worried and confused. Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen. We need to be thankful. We need to think on some great things. The Bible said here. Now let's see what the word. Now he done told us and gave us things that we need to think on. He said, whatsoever thing are true. That's what we want to think on. It's truthful things. Whatsoever things are honest. That's the kind of thing to think on. Whatsoever things appear. Whatsoever thing are lovely, whatsoever thing a good report, not bad report. Every time you go sometime to people, they've always got bad report on somebody. Then holding somebody for 20 and 30 years and still, amen, calling themselves a child of the King. Amen. And calling themselves, amen, a child of God. Cannot get along with your brother and sister that you see every day, but you're going to church and you're singing on the choir, huh? And sometimes you're behind the pulpit. Hello. Amen. You're thinking on the wrong stuff. Sister said we need to put it in the garbage can. I was talking to a parishioner not long ago. We had been a good while. She was in the person was in my office, and I pulled my trash can out. I said, I wish I could just go in you and take all the garbage and throw it in the trash. You'll feel so much better. You'll look better. You'll get along with people. Amen. Families, they got family uproar. Majority of families, amen, got problems. And they'll wait right time you get together at a big gathering and want to create problems. Amen. Something that they're holding on to and want to talk about. That ain't the time to talk about it. It should have been in the trash can years ago. When did that happen? 30 years. Oh, man, that thing should have been. How you can remember something 30 years ago? The Bible said, don't think about garbage. Did it say think on garbage? Think on gossip. Think on hatred. Think on ungodliness. But it said, think on these things. Amen. And my title of my message was giving thanks. You can't give no thanks when you don't have a thankful heart. You got everything against somebody. I got people right now. I know, amen, haven't speak to people in 30 years. Their own relatives. They're not good. So the way I work in my life, I want to think on godly things. So when things go sour with someone or I get a problem, listen, I don't wait. I don't let no grass grow under my feet. I go to them. Amen. Hey, I didn't appreciate that, or you didn't do that right, or I owe you forgiveness, or whatever I need to do to make it right. I'm not going to grin in your face and try to kiss you on both cheeks. And act like I can eat you up. And I got all this animosity in my heart. And something is turning there. And it's certain ain't the prayer wheel turning. Amen. Might as well get it straight. Because the Lord David, I love David. Although he did a lot of things, wrong things. But he was an honest man. When it came down to him praying to God, he told the Lord, he didn't say, everything is all right. But he thought on himself. He knew he wasn't pure. He knew he wasn't just. So he told the Lord, he said, search me, Lord. And see if there be any wicked way within me. Huh? He didn't say, and if you see any wicked way, he said, remove it. He didn't say like we do today. Everybody's Christian. Everybody's saved today. I'm saved, Lord. But Lord, I'm doing right. But that boy over there, or that person right there, they need help. They really need help. No, you need help.
Start with you first.
Amen. Start with you first. Amen. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around someone else. Take 6 months to tend to your business. And 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. And if you do that year in and year out, you have no time to work on nobody else. And that's the problem with the church congregations. That's the problem with families. That's the problem with co-workers. That's the problem with the legislator, the White House. Everybody think they right and everybody else wrong. But I think it's time now for each and everybody to examine themselves and think on things that godly, amen, work on you. Amen. Full time. That's a full time job working on you. Amen. Those fingers that you get mad and you point those fingers, that one you point at me is three looking back at you. Take care of you. When the Lord, when you stand before God, he ain't going to ask you what Sister Sue did or St. Lucy. But he's going to ask you about yourself. Amen. And so I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, let's give thanks. You can't give adequate thanks if we got a lot of baloney wrapped up in us. We got to let it go. Amen. You constipated with a lot of stuff that's just stuck in you and been in you for years. Amen. So you need help. When you get clogged like that, what you do? You go and try to get something to wrench you down, open you up. Praise God. Amen. So we don't have to get nothing but to God. The Lord can clean it up. He can make it flow. Won't he do it? I said he'll do it every time. Amen. I don't, when anything go wrong with me, I call on the Lord. Amen. And the Lord always come to my rescue. Now, when I read this last found of scripture, I believe you can understand what it's saying. Finally, brethren, whatsoever thing are true, whatsoever thing are honest, whatsoever thing are just, whatsoever thing are pure, whatsoever thing are lovely, whatsoever thing of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. You want to praise them? Think on these things. Amen. You want some strength? Think on these things. Praise God. You want to get ready to go to heaven? You got to think on these things. Quit thinking on these ungodly things, because you'll be an ungodly person and you'll be an unsaved person. When the Lord comes, he's going to say, where I am, you cannot come. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.